AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A former Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd is sentenced for violating his civil rights. AP's Norman Hall has details.
Federal Judge Paul Magnuson sentenced Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Magnuson told the former officer that what he did was simply wrong and offensive. Chauvin pinned Floyd to the pavement outside a Minneapolis corner store for more than 9 minutes as he lay dying. Magnuson, who presided over the federal trial and convictions of three other officers at the scene, blamed Chauvin alone for what happened. Chauvin was by far the senior officer on the scene. He will serve the federal sentence at the same time he serves his 22-and-one-half-year sentence on state charges of murder and manslaughter. I'm Norman Hall.
WNBA star Brittany Griner pleads guilty in a Russian court to drug charges. She's been detained since February after a search of her luggage at a Moscow airport found vapes containing cannabis oil. Maria Blagovelina is one of Griner's attorneys.
Considering her personality and that she's a role model to many people, to many young people, she just thinks she should be responsible for her actions.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the plea has no impact on efforts to free Griner.
It will have no impact on any of the negotiations.
Civil rights lawyer Fred Gray, one of 17 Presidential Medal of Freedom recipients at the White House from President Biden. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles is the youngest.
An extraordinary, extraordinary group of Americans up here on this stage that I have the honor to recognize today with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our nation's highest civilian award.
Others honored today include the late Senator John McCain, former Congressional Representative Gabby Giffords, who survived a mass shooting and is now a gun control advocate, and Sandra Lindsay, a New York City nurse who is the first person in the U.S. to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. This is AP News. His manager says actor James Caan has died. Cause of death has not been released. He was 82. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraleta.
We don't discuss business at the table.
When things would get tense during the making of The Godfather, James Caan used to drop his pants and moon the cast and crew. Aside from playing Sonny Corleone, Caan was also known for the movies Elf, Rollerball, Mickey Blue Eyes, and Brian's Song.
Whatever you think I'm not doing, please don't do it.
When he was cast as the bedridden author Paul Sheldon in Misery, he told reporters in 1990 it was impossible to stay still.
It was a Rob Reiner sadistic joke. Say, let's get the most hyper guy we know and put him in a bed and tell him he can't move.
A federal appeals court rejects a $95 million defamation lawsuit against comedian Sacha Baron Cohen by former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, who claimed he was tricked into a television appearance that lampooned sexual misconduct accusations against him. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.